praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love and mercies. Thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for the strength you have given to us to do things our human strength cannot do. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the plans of the enemy that were against us. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives and situations. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the strength you have given to us to do your work and to do your will always. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing us with spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the peace of mind. The peace of mind, the unending joy from you that fills our hearts. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit inside of us and all around us. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit that is happening in our lives all the time. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making us wise Christians. Who knows what to do at every point in time. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making all the activities and events in our lives to go in the direction of your will and plans for us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the powers you have arrested, powers of darkness that came to attack us in our dreams at night. Thank you for how you arrest those powers. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for upholding us with your right hand. We thank you for not letting us fall into the traps of the enemy, into the temptations of the enemy to cause us to sin. Thank you, Lord, for not letting us fall into temptations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we have come before you tonight to pray, to seek you. I ask that you show us mercy. Show us mercy, O Lord. Show us mercy, O Lord. show us mercy, O Lord. Bless us from your throne. Help us from your throne. Heal our sicknesses and diseases. Set the captives free. Fight our battles and make us victorious. Help us, O Lord, in every area we need your help. Do new things in our lives as we pray tonight. Turn our situations around to glorify your name. Thank you, Father, for we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to sing songs of worship and praises before we go into prayer points. Like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. The Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. He is so good. The Lord is so good. He's so good to us. The Lord is so good. He is so good. In our situation, He has been so good. The Lord is so good. He is so good. The Lord is so good. He is so good. The Lord is so good. He is so good. He is so good to us. He is so good. The Lord is so good. He's so good. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new, they are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. You are the Most High. You are the Most God, you are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah Jireh, you are the Most High. Alpha and Omega, Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Miracle Worker, you are the Most High. Mighty Healer, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in our situations. Thank you, thank you, Lord. We are so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We are grateful, oh Lord, we are grateful, Lord, we are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Father. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your goodness. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your mercies, for all you have done for us. Alleluia, we are grateful, oh Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I am needed, I is art provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. O Lord, my God, when I'm in wholesome wonder, consider that the works thy hands hath made. I see the stars, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, O Lord, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in battle, O Lord, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of my heart, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father, hallelujah, I have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father, I have a Father, I have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood, of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Of the Lamb, there is power. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto Jesus be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Alleluia. 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 Oh, alleluia. Alleluia. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we praise You. Lord, we praise You. Lord, we worship You. Lord, we praise 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 You. Jehovah, we praise You. Jehovah, we praise You. Jehovah, we praise You. We praise Your name. We praise Your name, Jehovah. We praise you. We praise you, Jehovah. Jehovah, we praise you. Lord of hosts, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Yahweh, we praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. There is none like you. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like you. No one else. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. There is no like you, Jesus. There is no like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Adore him. Magnify him. Glorify him. Worship his majesty. Praise him for who he is. He is the Most High. He is Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the beginning and the ending. The first and the last. The one who was and is to come. The Savior of the world. The light of the world. The light that shines in darkness. And darkness could not stop him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Glorify him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. He is the Almighty God. He is the all-sufficient God. He is self-sufficient God. He moves mountains. Worship him. King of glory, we praise you. You are the Lord, and Yahweh is your name. We adore you, for you are the King of the universe. You hold in your hands the keys of death and grave. You hold in your hands the keys of the kingdom of heaven. We worship you, Father. You control times and seasons. You speak and your words come to pass. You open doors no man can shut. You shut doors no man can open. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above thrones and kingdoms and dominions. You are highly exalted, far above powers and principalities. We worship you, Father. You do impossible things. You enforce your will to happen, and no one could stop you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Be thou exalted forever. Be thou magnified forever. Be thou glorified forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You are going to thank God with this prayer. You are going to say, Father, thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for taking care of me. You have not allowed me to lack any good thing. It is not because I am so smart. It is not because I am better than others. It is because of your mercies. Say, thank you, Lord, for taking care of me. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for taking good care of me. It is not because I am better than others. It is because of your love. It is because of your mercies. It is because of your mercies that I am not put to shame. It is because of your mercies that I have all that I need. Thank you, Father. You have not allowed me to suffer any lack. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for taking care of me. Thank you, Jesus, for taking good care of me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for preserving my life from the evil one. Say, Father, thank you for preserving my life from the evil one. You have not allowed the evil one to touch me. You have not allowed the enemy to conquer me, despite the weight of the attacks. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for you have not allowed the enemy to succeed over me. Thank you for preserving my life from the evil one. Thank you, Father. Despite the way the enemy have been attacking me, you have continued to protect me. You have remained my shield and fortress. Thank you for preserving my life from being hurt by the enemy. Thank you for preserving my life from being hurt by the enemy. Thank you for preserving my life from the forces of darkness that are coming against me. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put an end to every pain or every source of pain, source of sorrow in my life, every source of troubles, source of limitations, source of failures in my life. Oh Lord, put an end to them. Terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, put an end to every source of pain, source of sickness and disease, source of sorrow, source of oppression, source of limitations, captivities, failures in my life. Oh Lord, put an end to them now in the name of Jesus. Every source of sufferings, sufferings that are not from you, every source of poverty, scarcity in my life, Lord, terminate them now. Terminate them now. Every source of shame, source of disgrace, every source of reproach in my life, oh Lord, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, every source of depression, every source of fear, source of anxiety, worries, oh Lord, terminate them now in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. you're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost block every entrance through which darkness is flooding into my life to attack me, to enslave me. The fire of the Holy Ghost block every entrance, every portal, every door through which darkness is coming into my life to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Fire of the Holy Ghost block such entrance right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Block every entrance. Block every entrance, every doorway, every portal that is giving access to darkness, to demons, to attacks of the enemy to enter into my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, block such entrance right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive that which is mine. You're going to say, I receive that which is mine. I claim that which is mine right now. Anywhere my possession, my blessing have been held captive, I command them to be released right now. I receive that which is mine. I possess that which is mine. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive, I claim that which is mine right now. In the name of Jesus, anywhere, any realm that is holding captive my blessings and possessions, I command such realm to vomit them out. I command such places to release them now. In the name of Jesus, I receive that which is mine. I receive the help that is mine. I receive that favor that is mine. I receive the blessings that are mine. I receive that which is mine right now in the name of Jesus. I claim that which is mine right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I refuse to be confused. You're going to say, I refuse to be confused. I bind every darkness sent into my life to confuse me. I refuse to be confused. I bind every darkness sent into my life to confuse me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I refuse to be confused. I refuse to be confused. I refuse to be confused. In the name of Jesus, I bind every darkness sent into my life to confuse me, to mislead me, to deceive me. I bind them now. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be confused. In the name of Jesus, I bind every darkness assigned to confuse me right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Move every stagnant, thing in my life forward. Move whatsoever has been stagnated by the enemy forward. To be stagnant is to remain at a point, at a spot, and not move forward. So you're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Move forward. Everything the enemy has stagnated, move them forward right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, move forward. Every good thing the enemy has stagnated in my life, every good thing stagnant in my life, move them forward now. Move them forward now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, move them forward. 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 Move forward everything that has been stagnant, everything the enemy has frozen to remain at this spot for years in my life. Oh Lord of hosts, move them forward right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the warfare angels let the warfare angels of the Most High God descend upon my battles and crush my enemies into pieces. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the warfare angels of the Most High God descend upon my battles right now and crush my enemies into pieces. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the warfare angels of the Lord descend upon my battles and crush my enemies into pieces right now in the name of Jesus. Let the warfare angels of the Most High God descend upon the battles confronting my life and destiny and crush all my enemies into pieces. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open the new chapter of my life and command it to happen to me. Say, Father, open the new chapter of my life and command it to happen. Command it to appear in my life. Enforce it to happen to me. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Father, open the new chapter of my life, the new chapter of my ministry, the new chapter of my calling, the new chapter of my destiny, the new chapter of my marriage, the new chapter of my career, the new chapter of my education, academics. Oh Lord, open the new chapter of my life and enforce it to happen to me. Enforce it to happen in the earth. Enforce it to happen. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Lili Horesh te katasana, Peharish te inhesana. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I arrest every demonic bird flying to cause evil in my life. You're going to say, I arrest and destroy every demonic bird flying to cause evil in my life and destiny. I arrest and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. ってばってヘビにしたら、レルイテロハサシナ、バハンデデテガラ、ラシタデデナハサナ、I arrest and destroy, I arrest and destroy every demonic bird flying to cause evil in my life, to cause evil in my days, to cause evil in my destiny. I arrest and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to stretch your hand towards the ground.And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I release fire into every underground, realm of darkness.You're going to say, I release fire into every underground realm of darkness working against my life and destiny. I release fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy them all. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray like that. Say, I release fire.I release fire. I release fire into every underground realm of darkness working against my life, working against my destiny, working against my spirit, soul, and body. I release fire to consume them all. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Consume them all.Consume them all in the name of Jesus. Every underground realm of darkness working against my life and destiny be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Every underground realms of darkness.Catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray.You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, help me to finish successfully every project I started but stopped halfway.You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, help me to finish successfully every project I started but stopped halfway. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Oh Lord, according to your mercy.Thank you, Lord. According to your mercies, help me to finish successfully every project I started but stopped halfway. Help me, O Lord, to finish them successfully in the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, release my soul. Release my soul from every prison of darkness. Release my soul from every prison of darkness, oppressing it, or oppressing me, because you are your soul. Say fire of the Holy Ghost to release my soul from every prison of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release my soul from every prison of darkness that have captured my soul. Release my soul now in the name of Jesus. Release my soul now in the name of Jesus. Release my soul now in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release my soul from every prison of darkness, tormenting me, every prison of darkness, oppressing me, every prison of darkness, enslaving me. Release my soul now. Release my soul now, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, send help into my life. Send help into my life. Send help into my life that will move me forward, that will end my suffering, that will end my oppression, that will end my limitations. Lord, send help into my life. I'll begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, send help into my life. Send help into my life that will end my slavery. Help that will end my limitations. Help that will move me forward. Helps that will end my suffering. Oh Lord, send helps into my life. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send helps into my life. Send helps into my life. Send helps into my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, whole Lord of hosts, put every hand holding my helps and blessings under pressure to release them. You're going to say, oh Lord of hosts, put every hand, every heart, every mind holding my helps and blessings under pressure until they release them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Put every heart under pressure. Put every hand under pressure. Put every mind under pressure. Every system holding my blessings and helps, put them under pressure to release them. Right now in the name of Jesus. Every place, every mind, every heart, every soul, every hand holding my blessings, oh Lord, put them under pressure to release them. Let them have no peace until they have released the helps and blessings that are mine. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest every strange spirit, every spirit that is not known in heaven, that is not known in Christ, every strange spirit following me about to carry out satanic mission, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest them. Arrest and destroy them in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest every strange spirit. Arrest every strange spirit. Arrest every strange spirit following me about to carry out satanic mission. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. Arrest and destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Arrest and destroy them now. Arrest and destroy them. Right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every spirit of sin, every spirit of sin making holiness difficult in my life, every spirit of sin making it difficult for me to live holy before God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every spirit of sin, making holiness difficult in my life, making holiness impossible in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every spirit of sin, making holy living a difficult thing for me, making righteous living a difficult thing for me. Destroy them all right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, you need to understand that struggling with God or struggling with the will of God is madness. When God is saying, this is the way, follow this way, and then you are saying, no, I want to follow my own way. In the realm of the spirit, is madness, is the same with insanity. Yeah, when you are struggling with the will of God, God is saying, this is my will. This is what I want you to do. This is how I want you to live. This is the path I want you to follow. This is what I demand from your life. And then you are saying, no, I want to do things my own way. I want to follow my own desires. It is the same as madness in the realm of the spirit. It is the same as insanity. So you are going to pray. You are going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to see every spirit of insanity that is making me to struggle with the will of God, that is making me to fight against the will of God for my life, that is making me to contend with the will of God for my life, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, every spirit of insanity making me to fight against the will of God for my life, making me to struggle with God, making me to struggle with the will of God, making me to reject and oppose the will of God, come out right now. Come out from my mind in the name of Jesus. La hashene de negra getoba hasasijana. Come out from my hand. Come out from my soul. Every spirit of insanity making me uncomfortable with doing the will of God, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of insanity making me to hate the will of God, making me to hate and dislike the will of God, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, from this day onward, I receive grace to always seek God's opinion before I make decisions. You're going to say, from this day onward, I receive grace to always seek the Lord's mind, to always seek God's opinion before I make any decision, before I take any step. I receive the grace now. Begin to pray like that. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. Thank you, Lord. To always seek God's opinion. To always seek God's will. To always seek God's directions before I make any decision. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace. Thank you, Lord. I receive grace. I receive grace. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Grace to always seek the Lord's leading, the Lord's instructions, the Lord's will before I make any decision and choice in my life, career, and destiny. I receive grace now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, empower me to conquer battles I must conquer, to be able to achieve what no one has been able to achieve in my family line. Say, Father, empower me to conquer battles I must win, to be able to achieve what no one has been able to achieve in my bloodline. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Empower me. Oh Lord, empower me. Oh Lord, empower me to conquer every darkness I must conquer. For me to achieve things no one has been able to achieve in my family line. In the name of Jesus, the Sheki Tetehosi Sabala. Jijeste in heto sana, gilande gahabashidala. Great things no one has been able to achieve in my bloodline. Oh Lord, empower me to fight and win battles so that I can achieve them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I shall not be captured by the same captivity that has captured everyone in my family, in my family line. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I shall not be captured by the captivity that has captured everyone born into my family line. I shall not be captured. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I shall not be enslaved by the captivity that has captured every other person in my bloodline, every other person in my father's lineage and in my mother's lineage. I shall not be captured by the captivity. I shall not be captured by their captivity. I shall not be captured by their captivity. Right now, in the name of Jesus. I shall not be captured. Thank you, Lord. By the captivities that have captured men and women in my bloodline, I shall not be captured. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, every wall of darkness blocking me from entering into my promised land, think right now. In the name of Jesus, sink. You know, when something sinks into the ground, that is how those walls will sink. You're going to say, you're going to raise up your right hand, you're going to say, every wall of darkness blocking my entrance into my promised land, think right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Think right now. Think right now. Think right now. Think right now. Every wall standing between me and my promised land, sink in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sink in the name of Jesus. Every wall blocking the manifestation of my spiritual gifts, every wall of darkness blocking the manifestation of the shining of my light, every wall of darkness blocking the manifestation of my calling and destiny, sink right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, open my eyes to begin to see as much as you see. Say, Lord Jesus, open my eyes to begin to see everything you see, to begin to see into every realm that you see. Open my eyes, Lord Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There are realms that you don't see. Yeah. And they are very real. But Jesus can see all at the time, whether visible or invisible. Say, Lord Jesus, open my eyes to see as much as you see, to see into every realm that you see. Open my eyes, Lord Jesus. Open my eyes, Lord Jesus. Open my eyes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Open my eyes to see into every realm you see. Open my eyes to see as much as you see. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, open my mind and understanding to know as much as you know. Say, Lord Jesus, open my mind and understanding to know as much as you know. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Hasho shed the tekata, vishusianetesia. Lord Jesus, open my mind and understanding to know as much as you know, to know as much as you know, to know as much as you know. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, awaken minds to sense and discern as much as you discern. Say, Lord Jesus, awaken my spirit man. Wake up my spirit man to discern as much as you discern. To discern all the realms you discern. To discern all the things you discern. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Sheste geta besusiando shenegala. Oh Lord, awake my spirit man. Awaken my spirit man. Wake up my spirit man to begin to discern as much as you discern. In the name of Jesus, awake my spirit man to discern as much as you discern, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, Lord Jesus, strengthen my spirit man. Strengthen my spirit man to discern the spiritual realities controlling the physical realities. Say, Lord Jesus, strengthen my spirit man to discern the spiritual realities controlling the physical realities my eyes can see. Strengthen my spirit man to discern those realities. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, strengthen my spirit man. Strengthen my spirit man to discern, to know, to sense the spiritual realities ruling the affairs of this world. Strengthen my spirit man to discern the spiritual realities controlling the physical realities right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen my spirit man. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every addiction in my life that is making my spiritual growth impossible. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every addiction in my life. Now, some of you are so attached to certain things. You are so attached to your phones, your browsing phones, your smartphones. And that is why you are not growing spiritually. Some of you are so attached to worldly things, earthly things. And that is why you are not growing spiritually. Begin to pray. Say fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every addiction in my life that is making my spiritual growth impossible. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every addiction in my life. Bahashu shetenusisa. Gilion drashta ketadigala. Mahashishtenasa. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every addiction in me that is making my spiritual growth difficult. Destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, oh Lord, put upon me the spirit of patience, that will enable me to receive your promises. So, oh Lord, put upon me the spirit of patience that will enable me to receive your promises. I begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, put upon me the spirit of patience, the spirit of patience, the spirit of patience, that will enable me to receive all your promises for my life. Give me the grace to wait patiently on you. Give me the grace to wait patiently for you, so that I can lay hold of all your promises for my life, so that I can see the fulfillment of your prophecies for my life. Give me patience in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me revelations that we explain in details those visions and revelations I don't understand. You need to know that God gives revelations to explain revelations. God will give revelations that we explain, revelations that you still can't really understand what they mean. So you're going to say, Father, give me revelations that we explain in detail the visions, the dreams, and revelations I do not understand. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, give me revelations. Give me revelations that we explain in detail the meaning of the visions and revelations you have given me earlier. Oh Lord, give me revelations that we have in them the interpretation of visions, dreams, and revelations I do not understand. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, frustrate the actions and operations of my enemies. Frustrate the actions and operations of my enemies. And let failure be their portion. Frustrate the actions and operations my enemies are doing against me, and let failure be their portion. I begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, frustrate the actions and operations of my enemies. Oh Lord, frustrate the actions and operations of my enemy and bring them to failure. Bring them to failures. Bring them to failures in the name of Jesus. The actions and operations my enemies are doing against me, oh Lord, frustrate them all and bring them all to fear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, Father, give me grace to fulfill your calling that is upon my life. Say, Father, give me grace to fulfill your calling that is upon my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Lord, give me grace. Give me grace. Enough grace. Give me grace. Enough grace to fulfill your calling that is upon my life. To fulfill it as it is in your plans. Give me grace to fulfill your callings upon my, your calling upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Grace to fulfill your calling as it is in your plans. Give me the grace, O Lord. Give me the grace, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Give me the grace, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Enough grace to carry out the assignment you have given to me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, I refuse to live a wasted life. Help me to make the best use of my life for you and your kingdom. You're going to say, Father, I refuse to live a wasted life. Help me to make the best use of my life for you and your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, I refuse to live a wasted life. I refuse to live a wasted life. I refuse to live a wasted life. Help me to make use of my life, to make the best use of my life for you and your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 7 more prayer points before we round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I rise above all limitations into the height my God has prepared for me. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I rise above all limitations into the height my God has prepared for me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I rise now. I rise now. Because now is my time. Now is the time. I rise now. Above all limitations. Into the height my God has prepared for me. I rise now. The Shehi Sesanda Hashida, Lelushia to Sabashugala. I rise now into the height my God has prepared for me, because now is my time. Now is the time. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every high of witchcraft monitoring my going out and coming in go blind right now. Every high of witchcraft monitoring my going out and coming in go blind right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Lucia Shushida Tana Gisuze Elehashia Berode Tegedahada Le Lususi Shishinesa The Shishiade Atesu Seglia. Every high of witchcraft monitoring my life and destiny go blind right now. In the name of Jesus, go blind right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Go blind right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. suffering. You're going to pray. You're going to say every door that must open for my life to move forward, for my life to excel, open for me right now. Every door that must open for my life to move forward, for my life to excel, open for me right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every door that must open, every door that must open for my life to move forward, for my life to excel, open for me right now. Open for me right now. Every door that I must open for my story to change, for my life to prosper, open for me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me the revelations of Jesus Christ. That is the revelations of who Jesus is. Yeah, that's what I mean by revelations of Jesus Christ. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me revelations of Jesus Christ that will make me preach the gospel with power. That will make me preach the gospel with power, with great results. That will make me preach the gospel and see great results. Holy Spirit, give me such revelations. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Revelations of Jesus Christ that will enable me preach the gospel of Jesus with great power and see great results. Holy Spirit, show them to me. Show them to me. Show me revelations of Jesus Christ that will enable me preach the gospel of Jesus with great power and see great results. Holy Spirit, give me such revelations right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. Yeah. There's no how you can claim that you have surrendered all your life to Jesus. And you are still holding back your possessions from Jesus. You are still holding back your money from Jesus. You are still holding back your resources from Jesus. Then that claim is a lie. Yeah. Is a lie. So until you release all to Jesus, all that you have and all that you are, that is when your soul will be saved. A lot of Christians will not make heaven because of the things they are withdrawing from Jesus. That is why they will not make heaven. Yeah, because those things would take them to hell. Because those things are not in heaven. Yeah. You can't get to heaven. I mean, you can't reach heaven now and see them spending money. All of those things we end with this world. Yeah, so that is why for you to live, you have to die. For you to gain, you have to lose. That is the rule in the kingdom of God. For you to go up, you have to go down. That's the rule. Yeah. And God is no respecter of persons. So you're going to pray, and whatever you are withholding from Jesus, take note that thing will take you to hell. Whatever you cannot hand over to Jesus is what will take you to hell. Whatever you are holding on to, yeah, that is what devil will use to take away your soul forever. So you have to let go. You have to lay down all if your soul will be saved. You have to lay down all at Jesus' feet. Then Jesus will save your soul. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I am ready, O Lord, to give you my whole. Help me. And this prayer is for those that are actually ready. If you are not ready yet, pray it when you are ready. And I hope that time will come when you'll be ready. So you're going to say, I am ready, O Lord, to give you my whole. Help me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If there's any part of your life that you are still the one controlling that part, it is that part of your life that will take you to hell. Any aspect of your life that it is you that is controlling it and not Jesus. It is that aspect of your life that will take you to hell. That's the pure truth. That is the pure truth. That is the truth. Say, oh Lord, I am ready to give you my whole. Help me. Help me. I am ready to lay down whole at your feet. Help me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. What would take some other people to hell is the fear of men. Fear of what people will say. Men pleasing attitude. That is, you are living your life in such a way to please men. Or you are doing your ministry in such a way to please men. If you don't repent, you are going to hell. Yeah, you exalt the fear of men above the fear of God. God has sent you to preach. God has sent you to warn people, to correct people, to call people to repentance, and then you are afraid of those people, then you are afraid of God. You will go to hell. Yeah, that's the truth. If you don't repent, yeah. So the fear of men is why many will go to hell. Yeah, because they honor what people think of them, what people say of them, than they honor what God thinks of them and what God says of them. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every fear of men. Every attitude of men pleasing that is affecting my relationship with you, that is affecting my commitment to you. Deliver me, O Lord. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, O Lord, deliver me from every fear of men, every attitude of men pleasing that is affecting my relationship with you, affecting my commitment to you. Oh Lord, deliver me now. Thank you, Lord. Deliver me now. Deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point you are going to pray. You have to put God first and not yourself first. In all things, you have to put God first, not yourself first. So after you put God first, then what follows is you put others first. I mean, others become the next. Then you become the last. That is the law of Christ. Yeah. God first, followed by others. then you become the last. Yeah. And that is how to fulfill your purpose in life. Not you first. So you're going to pray. And say, oh Lord, help me to put you first in all things. Help me to put you first in all things. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to put you first in all things. Help me to stop putting my own things first. Help me to put you first in all things. Some Christians, they can't do anything for God if they will not gain from it. That is why they have been deceived by those false prophets that would say, give this amount of dollars and you will see this happen to you in 24 hours. Yeah, because they are always after what they will gain. Yeah. Say, oh Lord, help me to put you first in all things and not me first. Help me, oh Lord. Help me, oh Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh, Father, we thank you for your love and grace. There is so much toward us. Thank you for the helps you have sent into our lives. Thank you, Lord, for prosperity that you have given to us. Thank you for abundance of blessings you have showered upon us. Thank you for those interventions we cried out to you for, that you have now released into our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your glory that is going to be seen in our lives by all men. Be glorified, be exalted forever, be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that you stretch forth your hand and begin to fast forward the manifestation of your promises in the lives of everyone here right now. The things that they should have received before now, Lord, hasten the manifestation now in the name of Jesus. I decree that the hunger of God consume every darkness controlling the affairs of your life to go in a negative direction. Let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Every harrow of trouble, sorrow, pain, frustration the enemy have fired into your life, I command those arrows to to jump out right now in the name of Jesus. According to the greatness of your faith, so shall your miracles be in this season. In the name of Jesus, as great as your faith in God is, so shall the blessings you will get be in this season. In the name of Jesus, doors shall open for you. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.